Chapter 15. Three Hearts. Quasimodo waited and waited. People came and went from the great mansion, and every time the door opened, he had hopes that it would be the horseman. He would gaze now and then up to the cathedral roof. Esmeralda had not stirred. She remained there, watching. Time moved on, and it was well into the night when the captain finally came out. At first, Quasimodo hadn't recognized him, because he was wrapped in a dark cloak. But when he mounted his horse, the bell ringer went running after him. "Captain, wait!" "What do you want with me?" the captain barked when he saw the hunchback limping toward him. Quasimodo grabbed the horse's bridle. "Follow me. There is someone who wants to speak to you." "Let go of my horse, you hideous scarecrow." But Quasimodo held on. "There is a woman waiting for you, a woman who loves you very much." The captain laughed. "A woman as ugly as you, I bet. Tell her to forget me. I am getting married soon." Quasimodo couldn't hear or understand him. He thought the captain was asking who the woman was. "It is the gypsy girl. She wishes to see you." This confused Phoebus. On the day of Esmeralda's execution, he'd gone back into Fleur-de-Lis's apartment. He had not seen the hunchback rescue her. "The gypsy," he exclaimed. A feeling of dread settled over him. "But she is dead. Has she sent you here to haunt me?" Quasimodo pulled on the horse's bridle. "No! Come quickly, this way." Phoebus lashed the bell ringer across the arm with a whip. Quasimodo's eyes flashed with anger. "You are lucky to have someone who loves you." He loosened his grip on the bridle. "Go on." Phoebus spurred his horse and shot away into the darkness. Quasimodo returned to Notre Dame. He lit a lamp and trudged up the stairs to the tower. Esmeralda had not stirred from her spot. "You're alone?" She hung her head and wept. Quasimodo didn't have the heart to tell her the truth, that the captain refused to see her. "I never saw him." He lied. She jerked her head up and glared at him. "You should have waited all night." Seeing how displeased she was, he slinked back. "I will try to do a better job next time." "Then leave," she shouted, trembling. He slipped away, his head drooping. After that day, she never saw him, but there was always food outside her door when she woke up. And once, he left her a cage of lovely birds. He liked leaving flowers for her, too. These things should have cheered her, but she still spent her days thinking of Phoebus and watching for him across the square. Days passed. It had been a long time since she had seen Quasimodo. Was he no longer at the church? Was he hiding from her? One night, she tossed and turned, unable to sleep. Her mind raced with thoughts of her captain. Where was he? How could she reach him? "Oh, Phoebus, I must see you," she whispered. Then suddenly, she heard a noise just outside her door. She rose, tiptoed over, and peeked out. There in the moonlight, she saw the hunchback. He was curled up on the stones, sound asleep. She went back to bed, happy that he was there to protect her.